This is Donna Hughes with the market recap for Monday, August 21st. Live cattle futures were trading mixed at mid-session. Last week's cash trade was reported at 110 to 110.5. This was down $5 from the previous week. Friday's commitment of trader report showed managed money a bit more aggressive on their long liquidation as of last Tuesday. August live cattle closed at 106, down 37 points. October down 5 at 105.85. December 108.05, up 20 points. February closed at 110.47, down 20 points on the day. Feeder cattle posted losses to end the session. The CME feeder cattle index is last reported at 143.49 as of August 18th. August feeders closed down 70 points at 139.80. September 139.15, down 87. October 139.50, down 42. November closed at 140.10, down 62 points on the day. Today's estimated cattle slaughters, 118,000 head. On the noon box beef wire, choice reported at 193.51, down 78 cents. Select 192.44, down 6 cents. That brings the choice select spread to 107. The load count reported at 58. Kansas City wheat futures continued to slide lower despite positive export numbers. Export inspections for wheat came in at 583,126 metric tons, up over 13% from last week, up over 8% from the same time year ago. Ideas of Russian wheat production increases continued to weigh on the market. September Kansas City wheat closed at 407.75, down 6.75 cents. December 435.75, down 6.5. March down 6.5 at 454.25. May closed at 468, losing 7 cents on the day. Corn futures were trading 4 to 5 cents lower at midday. Export inspections for corn were reported at 691,442 metric tons, down just over 9% from last week, down almost 46% from the same time year ago. This afternoon's crop progress report is expected to show the corn crop with a 1 to 2% higher rating as compared to last week's 62% good to excellent. September corn closed down 3 at 349, December 363 down 2.75, March 375.25 down 2.5, May also closed down 2.5 cents at 381.5. Solid export sales for soybeans, as announced this morning, failed to put a positive tone on the day. Crop progress report this afternoon is expected to show the soybean crop condition at 1 to 2% higher than last week. Last week it was reported at 59% good to excellent. September soybeans closed at 932.5 down 5 cents. November 936.25 down 1.5. January 944.5 down 1.25. March 953 down 0.75 cents. A lower U.S. dollar index helped to support cotton futures. Traders will be monitoring the tropical depression that may hit the South Texas region later this week. October cotton closed at 68.71, up 92 points. December up 28 at 67.56. March 67.30, up 24. May closed up 19 points at 67.90. This is Donna Hughes with Daniels Ag Marketing. Contact our Amarillo office at 806-418-2293. Look us up on the web at danielsagmarketing.com. There is substantial risk of loss to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.